Today's daf is daf Nun Vav.
And we were discussing yesterday Rav Chisda's Chid Chiddush. You'll remember that what Rav Chisda ended teaching yesterday was that despite the fact that on the simple level, the Mishnah seems to be saying that there are two situations. One in which the state that the Nazir is in of Tuma causes him to lose everything that he's done up until now and to restart. And those are the cases that we were mekabel of halacha, halacha l'moshe misinai, the ones, the tumeis that an ozer is migalei achaleim, which was the first mishnah in the series. The second mishnah, which describes tumeis she'in an ozer migalei achaleim, along with tumeis of tzaras, in which there is a need for a haircut. So those are all not going to be soser, the original tuma. However, he has to start counting only after he completes his Torah. And then there was a third, was in a sense unrelated set, in which there's no din of a haircut at all, like Zivas, where over there it doesn't affect him at all, really, and he just keeps counting his Nizirut. Reb Chisda came along with a very interesting Kiddush. He said, this halacha of the cases of the Tzarat, where there's a haircut, and we said that you restart, you not restart, but you start your count only after that haircut, after the completion of the tzaraat, you should know that that's not really true, the way you said it, that the tumah doesn't count. The tumah would count. The reason that the Mishnah says it doesn't count is because the Mishnah was referring to a case in which there was left only a nezirut mu'etet after the time of the tzaraat. In other words, there was 30 days, but whatever the original nezirut was, 100 years, 50 days, whatever it was, is irrelevant. You kept all of it except for 30 days. So there the Mishnah was saying that those last 30 days you're going to have, because you need Gidul Seyah. So what good would it do to try to count the Yemei Atuma towards the 30 days? Anyway, you need Gidul Seyah. But in a case where you have more than 30 days that are remaining after the time that the Nazir, who was a Mitzrayah, becomes Tar of Ritzara'ato, so then 30 days is the maximum that you're going to need towards Gidul Seyah. Anything above and beyond that, you can count the days of Tumah towards. There's no reason to say that they don't count at all. That was Rav Chisda's claim, and therefore, Be'etz, and there were four different cases, really, in the Mishnah, ranging from, on the bottom, Zivais, where there's no haircut, and where it doesn't affect your Nizirut at all. Then we have the case above that, which is what Rav Chisda said, is a case where you had a Naziris Meruba, beyond 30 days, that was left after a haircut from a tuma such as tzaraat, where over there, indeed, you could count the Yemei HaTuma up till the 30 days, however many there would be, you could count towards your Nizirut. Then above that, we have in Chumra, we have a case where it was only Nizirut Mu'etet that was left, where you can't count the tuma at all because it won't help you to count it, because you're still going to need your 30 days. And then we have the worst case of all, which is where even the original days are canceled, and the whole Nezirut has to begin all over again. And those are only the cases of the first Mishnah. Elu atumot shan nazir megalei achaleim umaz shlishim v'shvi, or maybe korbanotav, v'umat chenom an Nezirut. Today, the Gemara wants to challenge Rav Chisda's claim that there is an actual ability to utilize Yemei Tumah of Tzaraat towards Nezirut, b'tznai, that there was more than 30 days after that were going to be necessary to apply. Mosiv Rami Bar Choma, this is one line up on Nun Hei Amud Beis, says Rami Bar Choma, I can prove that Rav Chisda's contention is wrong. Because imagine a following case. This is a case that we have actually in the Braita. Nazir, Shayata Me B'Safek, Umuklat B'Safek. We're going to see this case coming up soon, later on. And the halacha is, this is a Mishnah, but we're going to have a brayta that clarifies it, that if a nazir now is a tamei meit b'safek, he's not sure that he was exposed to one of the things that he would have to be megaleyacha, and he was also a mukhalat b'safek, he was a mitzora b'safek. Now, how in the world could he be a mitzora b'safek? Tosfos says a completely unacceptable pshat, which is the Rosh points out, makes absolutely no sense, at least the way Tosfos says it, which is that he had a suffix nega that then afterwards became cured, but the dialog, of course, in such a case, is that either the Kohen was Matamiyat or wasn't Matamiyat. I mean, the Kohen, it's up to the Kohen, it's not up to the nega. It doesn't matter whether he had a suffix nega. So that let's ignore that case and not try to finesse it and figure out what the meaning is and go with the Rosh's approach. It's a beautiful Rosh who basically gives us the mocker in the Torah for mixing up lab results. This is the case. So the Kohen had seen two Nagayim and presented him with these Nagayim. He had Paskin, one was Tameh, one was Torah, but we got the results were possibly mixed up. And Mr. So-and-so might have been the one that was Tameh, but by the time we got back to recheck it in the lab, the Nagayim disappeared. So now we don't know whether it was Mitzorah or not. Right, amazing. Okay, why not? All right, so now this Nazir is really a pretty big tzoras. Because let's consider what needs to be done, you see. In order for him to get out of his tzorat, remember that the Seder of tzorat is that first he does the whole thing with the birds, and he needs tiglachat for that. Waits 7 days, does another tiglachat, and then on the 8th day we can finally bring his karbanas because he's also mechusar kippurim. Now, the problem is that this guy is also a Nazir. And he can't do that tiglachat because what if he's a Nazir Torah? And what if he wasn't a Mitzrayim? The whole thing is only a Safek. The whole halacha that a Mitzrayim is allowed to go ahead and do his haircut, we learned the whole series of psukim, the whole series of limudim that we went through earlier, which clearly will not apply in a case as a Safek. So what's the poor guy going to do? So what happens over here is like this. It says in the Mishnah that if he's Tameh B'Safek and Ruchot B'Safek, so there's two stages. First of all, how long does it take him to become clean of his Tumas Tzorat? And only after he does that is he going to be able to eat Kachim, right? So it takes him, says the Gemara, Ochel B'Kachim La'achar Shishim Yom, takes him 60 days to be able to eat Kachim. Why? Because let's say right now, as soon as he made his Zirut, he gets into the Safek. Can he be Megaleach now to become Tahor? No, he cannot be, because what if he's not Tameh? So he has to keep his Nazirut. Okay, keeps his Nazirut, comes to the end of 30 days. Now, he says to himself, I might be a Mitzorah, I might be another Tameh, I might be another Tahor. So, one way or the other, I'm going to be Megaleach. I certainly need to do a Tiglachat now. However, that Tiglachat is not going to count me Varai to my Naziris, because what if I was a Mitzorah? And therefore I couldn't be a Nazir yet. So now I need to do my next tiglachat. Uh-oh. But I can't do my next tiglachat 7 days later, because in the event that initially I was actually a Nazir Tameh, because remember I'm a Safek Tameh. So okay, so now I got out of my Nazir's Tuma by doing my first tiglachat. But then my second Nazirus started immediately. My real Nazirus. That means now, for the first time, I'm keeping my Nazirut. Whoops, that's going to take me 30 days. So I can't touch my hair for 30 days because I'm Safek. So the second tiglachat of the Mitzrayim will only take place 60 days from the time of the event, right?
60?
Because he has to keep his first 30 days because maybe he's a Nazir Tomei. He has to keep his second 30 days because maybe then he was a Nazir Tomei and now he's only starting his Nazirut. So at the end of 60 days, he does his second tiglachat, which he has no idea what the second tiglachat is. It might be the second tiglachat of the Mitzrayim, in which case he's only now ready to begin dealing with his Nazirut. It might be that it's the actual Tiglachat of his real Nazirut, because the first Tiglachat was the Tiglachat of his Nazirut Tum'ah. And, you know, it might be nothing. I mean, he might not have been Tameh, he might have been Yotzei already. Okay, what he does, Lagavi, is Karbonis in each of these cases, we're going to see later. But right now, we don't need to worry about that. That's not okay, the question that we're asking. Okay, but at the end of 60 days, he's finally tore from his Sarah. Good, great. So he can eat Kachim L'yachar Shishim Yom. But he can't possibly at this time yet complete his Naziris. Because, I mean, he may just be starting his Naziris now. So he can only be Shote Yayin U'metameh L'metim L'yachar Me'av Esrim Yom. However, when it comes now to the question of what do I do for my Naziris, now he's really again in Gahak Tetzaris. Because he says to himself, okay, in the event that I was a Mitzrayim, so the whole thing didn't begin until after the Tzoras was completed. 60 days. Okay, now I can begin. So now I go ahead and begin, but I'm not sure. Maybe I was, in fact, a Nazir Tameh. So I need now to go ahead and I just started my Nazirut as a Nazir Tameh. So I need now to be able to complete that. I can't cut my hair in less than 30 days anyway. But besides I can't cut my hair in less than 30 days, I also have my Naziris to worry about, which anyway is 30 days, so who cares? We'll see later on, in a case where it was longer than 30 days, that's where it gets interesting. That's where Rav Chisda finally kicks in. In this case, Rav Chisda is irrelevant. So no matter what, I need to keep 30 days before I'm able to do the Tiglachas of my Nazirus. I do the Tiglachas of my Nazirus, and I say to myself, okay, was I Yotze my Nazirus? Maybe not. Maybe I'm finally ready to start my Nazirus. So you'll say, but how could he be eating Kachim if he was a Nazir Tomei? A Nazir Tomei, even though he has to bring his Karbanos and everything, after he finishes, but remember, it's not Tuma that's Yotze Mimeno Migufa. Therefore, the Karbanos that he's bringing don't have a din of a Mechusir Kippurim, Lagabi Isser of Achilas Kachim. Only Tuma has a din of Mechusir Kippurim. The din of bringing the Karbanos for the Nazir Tomei is simply a halacha in restarting Nazirut, not in Torah. Okay, so that wasn't a problem. After 60 days, for sure I'm okay on that end. However, I may just now, after 90 days, I may now finally be ready to start my Nazirut, because I needed to wait 30 days to complete my Torah from the Tumas Mace. Okay, what? All right, I keep another 30 days now.
Tiglachas after 90?
Tiglachat again after 90, which may be the right Tiglachat, but it may be the Tiglachat of the Nazir Tomei.
And then there'll be another one at 120.
And then at 120, I finally finish my Nazirut, and now I can go ahead and be the time of the 18 and Shote Yayin and so on. By the way, there's a little bit of an issue over here, which is, I thought we said earlier it's on the 61st day. How can we start over on the 60th day? Remember, you're supposed to wait until the 61st day? On the Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo problem? Tosis raises this issue and he says, but since that Lamaisa was a Chumrah, and this guy anyway, has got enough problems with his life, the Chachomim said that in this case he shouldn't worry about that Chumrah. And he can be Yotzi L'Chatchila by counting on his, that they should count in both directions. Okay, fine. But in any event, so far, it seems to be straightforward, and it doesn't involve Rav Chista, because Rav Chista was only talking about a case where you have more than a Nazirut Mu'etet, that it could be counted over here. You don't. You have a Nazirut Mu'etet, because we're talking about 30 days. But where does it get interesting? In the Braita. Tani Allah, the Braita now comes to explain that, by the way, this halacha of 60 days and 120 days is Bamed Devarim Amurim B'Nazirut Mu'etet. That's only where you had taken on yourself a standard Nazirut of 30 days. Avo B'Nazirut Bat Shana. Let's say you had said, I will be a Nazir for a year. So then you need 2 years to be able to eat Kachim. So Ochel B'Kachim Le'achar Shtei Shanim. V'Shote Yayin U'Metam Elamitim Le'achar Arba Shanim. So this looks like a simple extension of the first halacha. In other words, what was once 30 days now became a year. So what was once 60 days becomes 2 years. What was once 90 days becomes 3 years. And what was once 120 days becomes 4 years. All very simple. But it's not all very simple. Because if you consider for a moment the situation of the third period, which initially was the third period of 30 days, and here we're insisting it's a third period of a year. Now, wait a minute. Why do we need a third period of a year? Obviously, because we refused to count the second year, which was possibly Tuma of the Mitzera, during Yemei Sefarot between the first haircut and 7 days later, that in this case took a year, because he wasn't allowed to cut his hair Mitzera Sofek. We said, well, I'm sorry, sir, but we couldn't count that year towards your Nazirut. You're going to have to keep a whole other year, and then maybe that was just your Nazirut Tuma. But according to Rav Chista, all you needed was 30 days in the third period. Because, what are you saying? No, you can't take a haircut now. You may be in the middle of your Nizirut. The guy says, what are you talking about in the middle of my Nizirut? I just kept the Nizirut for a year. Nah, you were a Mitzera Muzka, Bimeis Faro. It was between your first haircut and your second haircut. Yes, I say. But Rav Chista says that does count towards my Nizirut. The only thing that I lose is the 30 days that I need for Gidol Seyar. I'm willing to keep a third period of 30 days in order to be Megaleach Sari, and now this Giluach will either be the completion of my Nazirut, or it will be the completion of my Nazirut Tum'ah. I certainly don't need a whole other year if I was able to count the year that I was keeping during the period that I was a Mitzayra waiting for my second haircut, which is Yemei Sefarot. So according to Rav Chista, how do you come out with 4 years? You need 3 years and 30 days. Because the third period, you needed to have 30 days on. Now, in the event that Lamaisa, I was a Tamei Meis the whole time, and I hadn't taken care of my Nazirut, okay, I need to keep now a full Nazirut. That for sure doesn't count. All of the first days fall off. Fine. So because of that suffix, I'll keep the fourth period of a year, because this may be the first time that I'm really counting my Nazirut. But I certainly don't need more than 30 days for the third period, according to Rav Chista. Because the second period of a year, which was the period between the two haircuts that was supposed to be only 7 days, should count towards minus the root of a year. Why can't I do Tiglachat right away? Because I need my hair to grow. Okay, so wait 30 days for your hair to grow. Now, everything should work out just fine. Right? So I need 3 years and 30 days. This is a brilliant question. Right? So, how could, says the Gemara, if Rav Chisda was right, if we're going to entertain the notion that Rav Chisda is correct in saying that Salkin La Yemei Tuma, that actually the days of Tuma are also now usable towards the Nezirut. So then Tiskele, Bishaloshanim, it should be sufficient to have only 30 days, Bishaloshim Yom, the 3 years and 30 days? That's my first question. That's a tough question for a Christian to answer. But I got another question. Or at least Rav Ashi has another question. Oh, Masi, Rav Ashi asks a question like this. It says, Ainli Ella Yemei Tum'ah. So we darshan, this is a brayta that was darshaning what the makor is of this whole halakha about the yomim that count, don't count towards the yomei nezirut. So the brayta says like this. Ein li'ala yomei tum'ah she'ein olin lo min aminyan. We know, because the Torah says beferish, that if the nazir is tamei, that even the original days collapse. A kol shekein, these days during which he's tamei, are not going to be countable. So that's a given. So then I understand that Yemei Tumah are not olin lo min aminyan. Yemei chiluto minayin, but how do I know that the days during which the Nazir was a mitzera, mukhalat, that those days do not count? Now, my first reaction, this is all within the words of the Braita, my first reaction to this is that it's obvious. V'dinu. Yemei Tumah megalecho mevi korban. Yemei chiluto megalecho mevi korban. Look, I mean, basically, what's the difference whether he's a Tomei mate, who now requires Giluach and Korban, or whether he's a Mitzera, who now requires Giluach and Korban? It's basically the same pattern, and we see that a person who requires Giluach and Korban, what's the halacha? Ma yemei tumato in olim lo men aminyan, since it's clear that when he's a Nazir Tomei, that the days of Tuma do not count towards the minyan in the Zirot. It's exactly the same situation, is it not? That the Yemei Chiluto, which require Giluach and Korban, should be the same. I mean, it's comparable. Why should we say it's any different? Oh, come on, says the bride. You know why. Stop pretending. Whoa, absolutely not. I mean, Imam Arta, Yemei Tumato. Obviously, Yemei Tumato are not going to be Oilin Loshi, came with Vata Behemet HaKodmim. I mean, isn't that the whole point? We became Tamei Mate. I mean, that's the way that we know that they're not Oilin Loshi. Because they even cancel the first days. Of course, they're not going to be able to be island like. But I mean, Yemei Chiluto, which the Yemei Chiluto is Bedavka, we know from the Pasuk, is not Mevatel HaTakodmim. Remember, because we darsh in the word Ki Tomei Rosh Nizro. It's only when he's Betame, the Nizirut, Als Nizirut, then Vayamim HaRishonim Yiflu. But if it wouldn't be Mitam Nizirut, it would be Mitam Tzorat, we would not have said Vayamim HaRishonim Yiflu. That difference is itself an indication that we have no right to learn one from the other. So what are you going to tell me? That because if he was a Tomei mate, he would have lost the days of his Tumah. Therefore, if he's a Tomei Tzorat, he'll lose the day of his Tumah. If he's a Tomei mate, he lost even the days not of his Tumah. So obviously he's going to lose the days of his Tumah. Shein kein the Tomei Mitzora, who does not lose the days not of his Tumah, maybe won't lose the days of his Tumah. Okay, so there continues the Brisa. So we don't know it yet. So how do we know it? I'll tell you how we know it, says the Brisa. You know how we know it? We know it not from a Mamatzinu, which I've shown you can't, doesn't work. We know it from the Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Remember that halacha that we had way back towards the beginning of the Masechta of a Nazir who makes his Nazirut while he's in a Beit HaKvarot. So we had a very special halacha over there. The guy has Sa'ar, that's Roy L'Tiglachas. There's no din over there of going through the process that a Nazir Tomei would go through, because he didn't start his Nazirut yet. So what's the halacha over there? Sa'aro ro'oi l'tiglachat nizirut. But his nizirut does not begin until he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot and becomes tar, right? So over there, ein olin lo men aminyan. The days of his tuma, despite the fact that they do not cause the need for tiglachat, don't count. Even though his hair is growing and everything is fine, he's not drinking wine, but it doesn't count. Yemei chiluto, she'in sa'aro ro'oi l'tiglachat nizirut. So now when he is in the midst of a Nazirut, while he's a Mitzayra, The hair that's on his head is useless for his nazirut, because it has to be shaved for his tzarat, not for his nazirut. So certainly, the din would be the local shekeh. So for sure, he's unable to utilize those days towards an actual count of his nazirut.
Yeah, there's a difference between having started the nazirut or not, right?
The guy we're bringing a raya from the case where, which is a very unique case. We're trying to look at a case where a person is tamei, and it, nonetheless, it's not going to be seiser days because he started only now betumah, and he's not going to require tiglachat. And nonetheless, the days don't count. So koshikain, in a case where you are going to require a tiglachat for some other purpose, the days should not count. Lo koshikain, and this we're makabel. This is a good kavachomer. Now, ein liela yamei chiluto, yamei sefaro minayin. How? What would make me say that I should say the same halacha by yamei sefaro, where you already did the tiglachas of the tzbitzera? And now you're counting the number of days. You need to count the 7 days in order to bring your korbanot. Maybe those days should count. Now, this is a little problematic, because why should they count? It's the same kavachomer. You're still going to need another tiglachat at the end of the 7 days. Okay, the Gemara, for some of the Rishonim, talk about this. Why the Gemara wants to find another mekar and not utilize our original mekar. Vedinu. So we learn it out from a svara. Ma yamei chalutoto untiglachat af yamei sefaro. So just like Yemei Chiluto, Ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan, Af Yemei Sefaro, or Ein Olin Lo Min HaMinyan. So there's no, we don't, for some reason, we don't take the direct limud for the Yemei Chiluto. Instead, we learn out, the Yemei Sefaro, rather, we learn out from Yemei Chiluto. Okay, very good. Okay. So the Rishonim asked him, and the Rosh leaves the question hanging. He says, V'tzarech Iyun. I wonder why the Gemara did it this way. I mean, you could have used the same Kavachomer. Okay, leaves the question hanging. But in any event, so far, so good. You might think that that's true. With also, Yemei Hezkero, Yochol Af Yemei Hezkero, okay. You might think that you're in exactly that situation with Yemei Hezkero, that it would not be Eila. Vadin Notein, Chalut Metami Mishkav Moshe, Yemei Hezkero Metami Mishkav Moshe. So, Lechora, in terms of the level of Tuma, there's really no difference between Yemei Hezger and Yemei Sifaro. In both cases, the victim of the Tzorat is Metame Mishkev Moshe. So, therefore, we should say that if someone who's Metame Mishkev Moshe as a Metzora is not able to be counted towards the minion of Nazirut, the same thing should be true of Yemei Hezger. Yemei Hezger is where the guy is still in a state of needing to come back for the Kohen to determine whether this is Tzorat 100% or not, because he so far doesn't have Simonik Tuma. He has a Nega without Simonik Tuma. So if in the end it turns out that he was cleared and he never gets the Simonik Tuma, he's going to end up not needing to do the whole business with the Tiglach and so on. But nonetheless, while he's in that state, he's in the same state of Tuma, as far as Mishkev Moshe is concerned, as somebody who was chalut. So therefore we should say that it doesn't count towards the Zirut. Amrit lo, no, imamati mei chaluto. There's no comparison. Yemei chiluto, perhaps the reason that it's not oilin lo oilin ziruto is because she came to chiluto to untiglachat umevi korban. Lefichach ein olin. Look, I mean, we've already seen the significance of the tiglachat of the korban as a sign of whether those days are going to count for you. So maybe that's why it doesn't count. It's not because of the chumrah of the tumah in terms of Mishkev Moshav. There's other things to be taken into consideration. Toma, I mean, what? So therefore you should say just because Yemei Hezgero is Matami Mishkev Moshav, it should also not be Oilolo because it's the same thing? It sure as heck is not the same thing. Where's the Tiglachat? Where's the Korban? So maybe in the same way that we're being very makel in terms of Tiglachat of the Korban, we'll be very makel, we'll say, use those days towards your Nizirut. So therefore, Lefichach Yalu Leminyan. And therefore, indeed, we could sum it up as follows, says the Braita. Mikan amru, it's on the basis of all of this discussion and argument that it becomes clear that Yemei Sefarov, Yemei Gyomro, Ein Olin Lo Yemei Min HaMinyan, that only the days of the counting between the two haircuts and the days in which he's a chalut, Gyomro means chalut, we saw the Mishnah uses that lashon, those days do not count towards his nazirut. About Yemei Hazava Hazava or Hezgerosha Mitzorah, where you would think, well, Tami Mishkev Moshe, that's terrible. It's terrible, but it's irrelevant to the Nazirut. Since there's no tiglachat and there's no korban, yolim lo min aminyan. Ha! Even if there is a korban, actually, in terms of mishkavim, in terms of the zov and zov. Yolim lo min aminyan. Anyway, but what's important to us, says Rav Ashi, is looky, looky here. Okay, I want to understand the braita. What exactly was the case we were referring to? It said in the braita, lo yim amrit b'meit tumah, shekein mevatel b'em et hakodmim, tumar b'mei chiluto. Now, tell me what the case is. Where is the case that we just proved that yimei chiluto are not olim? Okay? Is it talking about a nezirut mu'etet? A nezirut mu'etet? I need to bring a raya that it's not olim? What are we, stupid? And the Zirut Mu'etet, you're going to need Gido Seir anyway, so why would we bring up the issue? Gosh, it should count. Okay, it counts. So, now what? Well, you still got to keep the 30 days. Okay, so do I care if it counts or I don't care if it counts? Okay, so forget about it. Why would anybody waste their time discussing this? It's irrelevant. So if we're going to discuss a question of whether you make Halotor or Oilim, it could only be talking about an Zirut Meruba. And what did the Braitha conclude, my dear Rav Chista, about these days? That they're not Oilim Lai. Ha! Exactly the opposite of what you, sir, just claimed. But if it was a Nazirus Baruba, then actually Yemei Chiluto would be Olin Lo, and Yemei Zavaro would be Olin Lo. So I think we have satisfactorily disproved your contention. So Ilan Ibn Zirut Mu'etet, let's see it inside. Habi'inun Gidul Seyar. Why would we discuss something which is irrelevant? Anyway, you're going to need Gidul Seyar. El Alav, we've got to be talking about a Nezirut Merubah. And that was the whole point of the Braita. And the Braita is proving about a Nezirut Merubah, She'eno Linlo Min Aminyan. Can you get any clearer than that? So there you go. So Alma Lo Salkin Le Shvamino. See from here clearly that they do not count towards your Nezirut. And our Mishnah does not indicate four sets of cases. Only three. Either Yamim HaKodmim Yiplu, the Yamim HaKodmim count, but not the Yamei HaTumah, or the Yamim HaKodmim and the Yamei HaTumah count, which would apply to a Yamei Hezger and a Zav and a Zavah. But those are the three sets. It's not four sets, as you claimed, with a middle set of cases where you have an Azirut Merubah, in which Yamei Chiluto would apply. Sorry. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Now, when you say Rabbi Yoshua, and you don't give a second name, Ben, then Rabbi Yeshua always refers to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya as a time. So this implies that Rabbi Eliezer is quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. And what did he quote him as saying? That kol tum'a min amet shenazir megaleach aleha, chayavin aleha biyat mikdash. V'chol tum'a min amet shena nazir megaleach aleha, ein chayavin aleha biyat mikdash. This is a tremendous chiddush. We have the whole parasha of Korah, a halacha, that someone is metami mikdash Hashem, is chayav karet, and he has to bring a carbon all of a yoreit. If he does it, b'shogeg. But that is only true, claimed Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, at least the way it's quoted over here by Rabbi Eliezer. According to some, should be Rabbi Eliezer, because the Baal Machloket of Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. But whatever it is, he's saying, but the same halach l'mech misina that defines the tuma of the Nazir's Megaleach, even though there's no nafkamina in terms of the halach of the tuma per se, also defines the difference in terms of the chi of kareta, thus the chi of korban olav yored on a nichnas l'midash, and you would be clutter over there in the same way that you're not megaleach as a nazir. Oh, Amar Rabbi Meir, does that make sense? If a guy is tamei sheret, it says beferish in the pasuk that he's also going to be chayav on tumas migdash u'mosha and migdash u'kadosha. So how could this a tumas mace be less than a tumas sheret just because the nazir is not megaleach alav? So lo tezo kalam in asheretz. How could you apply a halacha that says by nazir? There's a technicality about the giluach nazir to the dinim of tuma, which apply even to tuma sheretz, which of course in the case of a nazir is totally irrelevant to tuma sheretz. Asks the Gemara. Well, wait a minute, Rabbi Eliezer learned this halacha from Rabbi Yoshua, which would mean Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. I thought he learned it from Rabbi Yoshua bar Mama, because we see this in a braita. Here's the braita. Avishum Rabbi Yoshua bar Mama, Gomer, Ladetan. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kishalachli Lardaskia. Okay, Barnea, we challenge you on this one. Because Lardaskia is a place in your neighborhood, but it's not. Aha! We finally have arrived at some mysterious location, which is not part of Barnea's wandering. He's going to research it tomorrow. He'll come back and tell us actually.
Tomorrow?
Today. Okay, so I once went to Ardaskia, and I found Rabbi Yoshua ben Patarosh, that was his father's name, Yosheva dan lifnei Rabbi Meir ba'alacha. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Meir, giving him over the halachas that he had learned. And he told Rabbi Meir, "Kol tuma min hamet shanasir megaleach aleach hayavin aleh mishum biyat mikdash, v'kol tuma min hamet shein anasir megaleach in hayavin aleh mishum biyat mikdash," like our Mishnah. To which Rabbi Meir responded, as he does in our Mishnah, "Amar lo, al teizu kalam min hasheretz." So I, says Rabbi Eliezer, who walked in, said at that point, "Amartilo," excuse me, "Kluma tabakib Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal." Did you ever hear of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal and his halachas? "Amar li hein," of course. "Well," I said to him, "kacho mar li Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal mishum Rabbi Yeshua." I want you to know that I learned from Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal halacha in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, that kol tuma min amet shanazim megaleach lechayav ala mishum biyat mikdash, v'chol tuma min amet shenu nazim megaleach lechayav ala chayav in ala mishum biyat mikdash. In it, no, because over here it doesn't bother mentioning Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal. It just goes straight to Rabbi Yeshua. Stam, who's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? So, Avi Mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal Gomerla. Why is it that poor Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal gets cut out from this Shmua in the Mishnah? Omru. So they said in the Beit HaMidrash, you see from here, Shema Amina, Kol Shema Atita, Demit Amra Bevet Lata, Katamayu Batroi Amrina Mitzio Yelo Amrina. You see from here a very interesting thing. That if you have more than two people involved in a tradition, or in a chiddush, you only have to say the original makar and the most recent one that you heard it from. But you don't have to trace it through the... I mean, you can, there's many times where we do. But you do not absolutely have to mention every step that that tradition took. It's enough to say, here's where it came from, and here's who said it to me, who got it from people that had got it from the original source.
That's what we do when we forward emails, right? Really different people. Well, halavai.
Who does?
Alibi.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
Yeah, you're
yeah. Yeah, you sometimes get these insane forwards. We've got to go 40 levels down to finally get there.
Can't stand. The phone system works the same way. Yeah, the originating central
what does?
The phone system. Yeah, the originating central office.
Phone.
Phone network.
Convenient that they're all reviewed.
Sure. Yeah. But anyway, so you see from here that we don't have to be marked. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak, you know, I mean, we could learn that in a Mishnah. We don't need this whole story. Afananami Tanina. Look. Omer Nachum Alavlar, Kach Mekublani, Merabi Miyasha, Shekibel Miyaba, from his father, Shekibel Menaz Zugot, from Hillel and Shammai, and Shmai Vavtalion, and so on, Shekiblu Menaz Nevi'im, Halokal Moshmi Sinai, that is Zorea Shevet Vechardal, Bishleim Vishosha Mekomot, Shinotein Peyami Kolachav Yechad. That here we have species that are similar, so you have Shevet and Chardal, planted in two or three different places. Each one of these things require a separate payah. Now, there's no way that the Nevi'im could have been Mekabel Halacha L'Moshe Sinai without its going through Yoshua and Kalev. How come it ignored Yoshua and Kalev in the Mishnah? Obviously because we don't really care. In other words, we're trying to make an impression, but we're not trying to be Yotzei Omer Dover Mishem Omro. And that demands of us to say over each and every stage. We don't need to say over each and every stage. So since Ilo Yoshua v'Kalev lo kachashim Shema Amina, that's not our responsibility. As long as it went back to Moshe on one end, and we finally got the very last person from Nochem Alavlar, or Rabbi Mayasha, that's sufficient. Shema Amina, indeed, we didn't need to look for the exciting bright that we brought in our sugya. We could have derived it directly from the Mishnah. We do it because we can. We're not saying never do it. As I mentioned earlier, we often find the Gemara does do this. But from the Mishnah and Peah, we already derived this halacha that it's not necessary to. We don't need the contradiction between the Braita that mentions Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal and the Mishnah only mentions Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. I mean, it's a beautiful additional proof to the same contention. But, I mean, the Mishnah is even better. The Mishnah and Peah is better. First of all, it's a Mishnah. And secondly, as David pointed out, I mean, can't possibly excuse it by taking shortcuts on Rabbi Yoshua. I said, well, you know, Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamal, Rabbi Yoshua bar Chananya, it's basically the same thing, no? I mean, but this way you can't get away with the teretz. Whew, hello.
Rami Rafa. Nazir Shayat.
Nazir Shayat Tamei b'safek. Umuchlat b'safek. אוכל בקודשים לאחר 30 יום, שותה יין את המלמתים לאחר 120 יום. V'toni alot b'med devarim amorim b'nezirut mu'et ava b'nezirut bat shana ochel b'kotchim l'achar shtei shanim v'shotei yayim b'tam l'metim l'achar arba shanim v'i salka daita salkin l'yumin tizke lei b'shalosh shanim v'shloshim yom v'od masir abash ein li ala yamei tumah she'in olin lo mena minyan yamei chiluto minayin v'dinu yamei tumah megaleach mevi korban v'yamei chiluto megaleach mevi korban. What kind of raya is that? Lo, im omarta bimei tumato shke mevato behemet akodmim, tomar bimei chiluto shein mevato behemet akodmim. Okay, but we still have a kavachomer. Amr kavachomer hu. Uman nazir bekever shesaro ra'ui l'tiglacha dezirut, and nonetheless, the days in which he remains in the Beit HaKvarot ain't olin lo min aminyan. Yemei chiluto, where you don't even have saro, which is roi l'tiglachat nizirut, so lo kol shekein eretz ain't olin lo. Ein liyela yemei chiluto, yemei sifaro minayin v'dinu. Ma yemei chiluto, tun tiglachat af yemei sifaro. Uyo ma yemei chiluto, ain't olin lo min aminyan af yemei sifaro. Yochol af yemei hezgir. Okay, and I would have a good reason to say that, because I didn't obtain Chalut metamei mishkav u'moshav, yemei ezgiru metamei mishkav u'moshav. Im lamadata limei chiluto, she'en olin lo min aminyan, af yemei ezgiru, in olin lo min aminyan. Amrit lo, im amarta, bimei chiluto, she'ken chiluto, to'un tiglachat u'mevi korban, lefichach, ein olin. Tomar, bimei ezgiru, she'en to'un tiglachat, ve'en o'mevi korban, lefichach yalu l'minyan. Mikan amru, and this is the Mikorot are the Mikorot of the Kabbalah that we have of the Halacha that Yemei Sfarov, Yemei Gemaro, Ein Olim Lo Min Aminyan, Ava Yemei Azav, Azav, Avez Gero Shemetzar, Ari Olim, Elu Olim Lo Min Aminyan. Anyway, so Katani Miad Lo Imamrit Bimei Tumah, Shekim Evato Behemet HaKodmin, Tomar Bimei Chiluto. What do you mean? Bimei, what's the case? Yilema Benizirut Mu'etet, Haba Ina Gidul Seyar, Ela lav v'nezirut meruba u'katoni she'en olin lo min aminyan alma lo salken le shma mina. Omar Rabbi Eliezer mishum Rabbi Yehoshua kol tuma min amet she'nazir megad layach aleha chayavin aleha biyat migdash v'chol tuma min amet she'en anazir megad layach aleha ein chayavin aleha biyat migdash. Omar Rabbi Meir na lo teizo kala min asheretz. Rabbi Eliezer mishum Rabbi Yehoshua, meaning Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya gomer lo. Vo mishum Rabbi Yehoshua bar Mamo gomer lo. De Tanya omer Rabbi Eliezer kishalach vi lardaskia. Matzati et Rabbi Yehoshua ben Patarosh. Shaya yoshev v'dan lifnei Rabbi Meir. Balacha. Kol tuma men amet shenazim galeich aleh chayavin aleh mishum biyat migdash. V'chol tuma men amet shenazim galeich aleh en chayavin aleh mishum biyat migdash. Omar lo al teizo kalomi asheretz. Amarti lo Kluma tabakiba Rabbi Yehoshua bar Momo. Omar li hein? Well, kacha omar li Rabbi Yehoshua bar Momo mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Kol tuma min amet shenazim megaleach aleh chayav ala mishum biyat migdash. Kol tuma min amet shenazim megaleach aleh chayav ala mishum biyat migdash. Chayav ala mishum biyat migdash. Anyway, we see from here, ave mishum Rabbi Yehoshua bar Momo gomer lo. Omru, shema mino kol shema teta demit amra bevet lata. The most you have to mention is kadmoi ubatroi amrina. But mitzioi, yelo amrina. Omr Nachum Yitzchak, you can see that directly from the Mishnah Peah, Afananami Tanina. Omar Nachum Alavlar, Kach Mekublani Mirabi Miyasha Shekibel Miyaba Shekibel Minazugot Shekibelu Minanivim, Halakha Lamoshe Misinai, Bezorea Shevet Vechardal, Beshnaim Shlosha Mekomot, Shenotein Peah Mikola Chaviachat, Vilu Yoshua Vekolev Lokocha